We've certainly seen a huge increase in Australians using ride-sharing services like Uber in recent years. But isn't being ferried around in someone else's car just as problematic for traffic issues? It's not really public transport, is it? David Brown says Uber and the like fall somewhere in between private car use and public transport.
In a technical paper titled Lies, Damn Lies and Autonomous Vehicles, Professor Graham Curry from Monash University began by saying, "It seems to me there's a gigantic lot of nonsense discussed about the future of transport." He turned this paper into a passionate and fiery keynote address at the Australian Institute of Traffic Planning and Management's National Conference. Services such as Uber and Lyft have been described as ride-sharing, with the prediction that more people in every car will replace public transport. His research proves otherwise. In the great majority of cases, it is only one passenger per car, which fails to give the efficiencies of public transport.
Before you buy your next new car, check out carreviewcentral.com.au. At carreviewcentral.com.au, you'll find easy-to-read, easy-to-understand, unbiased new car reviews. We want to help you get exactly the right car for you. carreviewcentral.com.au. Ready for you now and whenever a new car is on your agenda.